Hi, and welcome to Health Bunker Lyme Podcast. And I'm your host, Dom, and today I have the pleasure in welcoming energy healer and proprietor of the Know Thyself Blueprint website, Martine. In these podcasts with my guests, we'll attempt to address many different health concerns caused by genetic faults and environmental factors, medical interventions, and diet, which in turn go on to cause a catalogue of different health problems. But we're also going to discuss in these podcasts things that can help us throughout our journey. And I've used many energetic devices. I've got Rife machines at home, red light therapies, infrared saunas, etc., that do help us. And this is something totally different that we're going to be talking about today, because today we'll be discussing energetic healing. Martine's business offers a system that tells you the power of your birth fate that's held in your date of birth. The Know Thyself Blueprint is your path to unveiling the profound wisdom encoded in the very fabric of your existence. Her website is all the W's, knowthyselfblueprint.com, and you can contact her via email info@knowthyselfblueprint.com. Simple. I'd like to thank everybody who is or has ordered supplements from our new Health Bunker shop. Me and my wife are growing the range and hope to have more products online each month. I think this month we've got magnesium coming through. The following month it's going to be essential fatty acids or fish oils, known as omega 3, 6 and 9. And a few other products as well, like vitamin D3. If you want to order vitamin C powder or our new complete multi-formula formula capsules, which contains every essential vitamin, mineral and amino acid, as well as 72 trace minerals, all in one capsule, please use discount code HB-SF25OFF, all in capitals. And it's only available on all Health Bunker branded products. So we've got a couple of products on there that we use, like the Alternate Vitamin C and the SOS Advanced. The discount code isn't available on them, just on Health Bunker products. You can contact us if you want more information at info@healthbunker.co.uk. All right, we're ready to go. I hope you enjoy this podcast and this talk I have with Martine, which is a very open conversation, and I'm sure we're going to get back on, because the conversation ended far too soon for my liking, and there was a lot of information there together, and we talked generally about energetic healing, which I found very useful, and my wife found very useful in our road to recovery. So this will probably be the first of a few podcasts over this coming year. Cheers. All right, welcome back to this health podcast. I can't remember what number it is. I think it's number 11, a very apt number for us on this health podcast. And today I've got someone who we've been talking about doing a podcast for ages, but she's been setting up a new website, buying equipment to do recordings on, etc., etc. But we met in the lovely country of Croatia when me and my wife were there last summer, and talk about synchronicity. We'll explain it as we go in, but this is what's happening at the moment. People are aligning and meeting. And so I'd like to welcome Martine to the podcast.
Hi, Tom. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, at last, we're on. You're only from over Ill, as we say here, over Lancashire, not far away from us.
Exactly, yeah. I'm over in sort of the Cheshire area, so it's not far, about an hour and a half or so, something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. We're over in Macclesfield yesterday, actually, which is not far from there. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's another story. But the synchronicities are happening a lot, aren't they, don't you think?
Oh, gosh, it's incredible. And you notice it more as you start to become more aware and you start to really tune into yourself. You kind of notice that you don't need to speak, do you, sometimes? You just feel or see somebody and you just instinctively know. And you can't describe what you know, but you just know you know.
Yeah, that you're sort of aligned with. I mean, not everybody's going to agree on every single thing, and not everything works for everybody, does it? But the basics of it, that whatever we've been told from birth to passing from this realm, we're lied to, basically. Oh, and that's the connection, isn't it? That's the connection, really.
Yeah, well, we're in a vibration of deceit. That's what I see. It's a deception. You know, everything is a deception for the gain of other people that take our energy, take us. And so then we come so distant from who we really are because somebody else is pulling those strings. And we're not, again, something came through the other day. It was like, well, I was watching the plants in the house and I've got a particular plant that goes to sleep, you know, religiously at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then it rises at 3 a.m. every day. And I was kind of looking at it and I'm thinking, you know, you do this all the time. And what that plant is doing, it's not in time, it's in rhythm. Mm. And we're in time instead of rhythm.
Yes.
And once we get back to the rhythm, the natural rhythm, that's when we start to fully flourish and become the beings we're supposed to be, you know?
We obviously are in the digital realm, which they're trying to metaverses and et cetera, et cetera. And it's like a screensaver over the top of what actually is nature, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you think about it, what stood the test of rhythm is nature. Everything else has come and gone.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
Well, I mean, the only question a human really should be asking is, or questions, who are we? Why are we here? How did we get here? There's not many more questions than those three, really, is there?
No, no, no. And the answers are already there. We can see it. We came, you know, we can see it through nature. We are nature beings. And I think the further away that, and you can tell that because that's the one thing that they've took away from us in school. Yeah. You don't ever know anything about the plants. The indigenous do. I mean, yes. The aboriginals, they teach their little chi gems from the age of three to know every single plant, what's dangerous, what's poisonous, everything. By the age of three, that little chi gem can tell you what it can eat and what it cannot. If you go to our schools, they don't even touch it.
No, they'll tell you where Kentucky is and McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Kentucky and McDonald's, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Tell
and
where
it's
that
crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Aborigines and the indigenous populations of the world have been whacked, basically wiped out. And turned into drug addicts and alcoholics, etc. And their whole infrastructure has been destroyed. But there are still the core people there. We only get shown like the people that have jumped to the Western side of things. But there are people like what you've just explained there, aren't there?
Yes, yeah. I mean, they'll never be able to wipe out the truth. They can never wipe it out. And you can tell that. If it was that easy, they wouldn't create so many distractions.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is the stupidity of it all. It's like, you know, they know damn well that they could never eradicate the spirit that's in every one of us. That's the only one thing that they can't touch. So let's see, well, if we can't touch it, we'll have to let them know that they haven't got it. Let them know that it doesn't exist and give them this, let's send them on this carrot journey for this material world here, this material world there. Oh, come and chase this carrot here. Come and work for us. We'll give you this, we'll give you that, and we'll give you all this glory. But you don't realize that, but with all that, you are owned.
Yes.
You're owned by somebody else now. Mm. You're not yourself. You know?
And all money does in this realm is enable you to buy a little bit more of your freedom, doesn't it?
But
you're still a slave, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, there are things. I mean, you could go back to the day where it was all bartering and you sell yourself for a camel or a sheep or whatever it is, you know. Yeah. However, you know, but, you know, we have to evolve, and I get that. And I'm not saying money isn't any, you know, useful, but it's what do we spend it on?
Yes.
What are we consumers. You know, we consume things. Consume. You just look at the words. We're consuming what? It's greed. You know, everyone's getting. Yeah, you're not giving back to the planet. That's why the planet's in such a mess, because it's all been left to the side. Well, you go and feed the greedy people who've got, you know, want you to just to keep feeding them all the time, and you consume all the stuff that they're providing for you.
And then they can take it away whenever they want. And
anytime.
Yes, anytime, as they are doing. I mean, you only need two or three hot days, and they're already talking about, and it's not even hot, but talking about warmer days. They're already talking about droughts and water shortages and things like that. And it's pissed down for 18 months. Yeah. That's just one commodity that's a natural commodity that costs zero. Yeah. Well, unless you obviously think about the chemtrail and all that type of stuff, but that's another conversation. Before we trip into this, because we're already tripping into that conversation, however, I want you to tell people about your company first, because
Oh, right,
otherwise
yes.
we'll get into about half an hour and then we'll do it right at the end and it'll be rushed. But
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah. So basically what I do is I work with a system that I've developed. I was trained on it originally, but then I've worked on it and developed it, and it's called Know Thyself. And it's the blueprint of ourselves. And it came to me rather than me going searching for something, oh, what shall I be and what can I be? I was at university a good many years ago, and I was studying the sciences, sports science and health and well-being science. And one of the ladies that was there, she was a mature student like myself, and she gave me these two bits of information, book type things. And I thought, well, what are you giving me those for? I wonder why she's giving me those. And like you do, you come home and have a quick flit. And I thought, oh, and I just threw them to the side. Cut a long story short, my daughter and my son had got to an age where they started then to move off to university and college. Daughter was 16, she'd gone to college. And I mean, she's 37 now, 38, and my son's 40 odd now. So you can go back how many years ago this was. And so I was spreading out, thinking, oh, this is great. I've got the house to myself. I can spread out. And while I was changing rooms around, I sort of fell back. And this kind of information that I'd been given from university a few years prior fell on my head. So I thought, well, I'm sat here now, I'll have a little bit of rest. I started reading it and I'm thinking, oh. And it just blew my mind, because you know, we're all used to horoscopes, aren't we? And your birth signs and that sort of stuff. And for me, I don't know about anybody else, but I only liked them if they said something good. If it didn't say anything good, I didn't believe in it. If it wasn't just anything good, oh, that's rubbish. But if it was said something great, I was happy with it. But this was a different level altogether. And it's based on sacred geometry. It's based on the true science. I mean, the guy who kind of first created it, he was into the black hole and all that sort of stuff and quantum physics and that kind of thing. And I just thought, oh my gosh. So as I was reading it, I thought, I'll have a play around with it. And all you need from it is a date of birth. I mean, most things like the astrology, you need to know where you were born, what time you were born and all that sort of stuff. This you don't. You just need to know the date of birth. And it's based on the rhythms of your vibration, because we're vibrational beings. At the time, I didn't recognize that or know that. I just did my date of birth, and that got me to a T. I'm thinking, hang on a minute, how dare you? Nobody knows me, only me. How dare you? So I was fascinated. And again, fast forward, we had a conversation with my son, and I ended up tracking the author down and asking him to do me, because it said he did readings and that sort of stuff. And I thought, well, in for a penny, in for a pound. Sent an email, never heard anything back for about 12 months. Another long story short, I got an email out of the blue. Yeah, I can do that for you on Skype. It was Skype those days. Did a Skype reading with him. Well, I might as well have just thrown the book away, because what he told me was, it sent shivers down my spine, because wow. All he asked me was my date of birth. He never asked, he didn't know me from Adam, I didn't know him. So then me being me was, I just said to him, I need to learn how to do this. And he said, no. I said, really? Do you know who you're talking to here? Yeah. And so I just said, you know, he said, I don't really teach it anymore, really. He does, but not in that way. So I just thought, well, in my head, I knew that I was going to be, this had to come to me. It came to me for some reason, and now I needed to work with it. Another long story short, a few months later, he sent me another email saying, I've been looking at your date of birth, and based on your date of birth, I have decided I'm going to teach you. And he flew out from the other side of the world to meet me in Ireland to do a one-to-one intensive course on it. And then it was 12 months doing it over Zoom and doing all the case studies and all that sort of stuff. And I bought the system and I just thought, wow. However, there were so many things in it that he knew I would get it. He said, you're going to have to go off and develop that and do what you need to do with yourself. And I got the rights to it. I made him sign the rights over to me to do it, to be able to commercialize it. And I've spent the last maybe 15 years, maybe 10 years, whatever I should say, getting it into a blueprint, into a system. And then the last 5 or 6 years where I've now actually been working with it on the people who, you know, I pay for the service. It's just incredible. Really, really, it's incredible. It's not something that is a gimmick. It's based on this science of how the sacred geometry works within the vibration of a number. So that's kind of what I do. And I do one-to-one guidance, do people's blueprint readings, and then developing other little offshoots from that as I move forward. And talking about the seed, because basically the way I've seen it is now, it is, we are a seed, just like a seed that we plant in the soil. we are the same, really. We're growing the same. We need the sun. Yeah, we still need watering. We need that nutrition. I mean, the soil, the seed gets it from the soil. If the soil's got toxins in it, you might as well kiss goodbye to your fruit and veg, you know, because it's going to take it in. But interestingly enough, I was reading these books that, again, I got led into these books from this, it's called Anastasia, the Russian books, the guy who's Russian. And what the narration was is that when you have a seed, if you hold that seed in your mouth, this is a fruit and veg seed, you hold that seed in your mouth for so many minutes and you go and walk in the area where you're going to plant it in your garden, that seed takes your DNA. And the fruit and the vegetable that comes from that particular seed knows it works with what's going wrong in your body and heals you. And that's how we're supposed to eat, because the seeds have got a high intelligence. They know us and we know what we need. So we're eating all this food from the supermarket. It's not really doing you any good.
It's all dead food, isn't it?
Yeah. So this is how we are supposed to eat. And so what came to me not long ago was, okay, how can I bring Mother Nature to tell us or to help us, to guide us, how we can work on ourselves? Because one of my things that I get all the time when people come to me is, I don't know where to start. You know, there's that many things going on in my life. I just don't know where to begin. Luckily, because I've got the blueprint, I can tell that. But I thought, well, let's put it back into your hands, because I'm not here to tell people what to do. I'm here to help you find who you are yourself. And that's the way we're supposed to work. And so I've decided to create this thing where they can actually use the seed and use the blueprint to find out exactly what area of their life they need to work on. And I'm like buzzing. Today, my seed came up as to the two areas I need to work on. And I was jumping around the house like a little TJ in the school. I was like, yes, I'm screaming. I'm like, no way. I was so excited. And it worked. And it did it on the ninth day from when I planted it.
The thing is, if you ever meet Martine, you know she did run around the house.
I did though. All the neighbours don't care. They were like, what's going on in her house? Was absolutely, I mean, that's how excited I get over life and proper life, not this jumped up, made up rubbish, you know.
That's been superseded, ironically. Yeah. An interesting word that you've just been using there, that's been implanted. The very life that we've been implanted with is just not real, is it? Like I said, it's a screensaver. Yes. And it's, they're trying to make it seem real. We've had a census dampened down, taken off us, whatever we want to say. I know even since, again, from 2020 onwards, but before that, but let's just say 2020, it was heightened. For some reason, it was cranked up to DEFCON 5. And our census that we knew was wrong, most people were still banging pots and pans on the doorstep. And not even though at the back of the mind, they knew there was something not quite right about that, they still did it. And that was a test, wasn't it? One of those tests. Even though it was a test on the imaginary fabric, if you like, of life, it still wasn't real. But anyway, there you go.
No. So, I mean, you just talk about the senses there. Yeah. That's one of the things that this blueprint does. It works with the five senses. And I remember when mine were at school, they used to do the eyes and the mouth. If you never remember, the nose was missing. Yes. They took the nose off. So your sense of smell was they wanted to eradicate your sense of smell. Well, your sense of smell is your life. It's what happens on your life path.
Intuition. I often think that I used to have, I don't know, shocking sinuses. And lots of people have allergy sinuses and things like that. And I often thought that if you were a eugenicist, Satanist, or whatever you want to call them, and you wanted to destroy people, you'd take away their sense of taste and smell. And one of the things in 2020 was that you're going to lose your sense of taste. And that was one of the big things that they were telling people, and probably psychosomatically, it did lose people's sense of taste. But you would take away your sense of alter your sinuses, because that's the one thing that helps us talk as well. and communicate that way. So it's affecting several different things all in one go, isn't it? But anyway, sorry to
no, but this is the point. It's not, it's this point. This is the thing though. It's the taking away everything. Even these glasses that I have on now, I won't go back to the opticians to have another pair of glasses. That's it. Because what happened was, you know, those things that people post on social media and you look at it and it's showing you what they're trying to say in the image. And there was one and it had this image and it said something, it had a written word on this image, and both my colleague and I, when we looked at it with our glasses, we couldn't really see it. As soon as I took my glasses off, I could see it.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, and the same with her. As soon as she took her glasses off, we could see the word. Mm. It was like, oh my gosh. Yes. So they're already doing it with our eyesight. You know, they're working with our eyesight. Our hearing is getting distorted because everything's quick frame.
Well, how many
frame,
people get
frame.
Tinnitus now? People have tinnitus ringing in the ears, which again disorientates people. So you've got the vision, you've got the tinnitus, you've got sinus problems, you know, it's a non-stop attack, isn't it? On,
of course,
because you would. Yeah. I equate it to a warfare. You destroy the things that people can fight back with, and your senses is the biggest thing. Any form of martial art or dancing, I mean, your daughter's a professional dancer, she'll know about this. It's about your senses, isn't it? Everything's about your senses.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Take away those and they've got you controlled.
Yeah, and sadly, they have, well, whoever they are, whatever entities they might be. But so you're talking to your new project there, which is Seeds. We were talking about that before we came on. Is there anything else you want to add to that part there? You said you'd planted some or done something with them.
Yes, so I planted them. I did my 9 seeds. I planted them. And the seeds, ironically, are the ones that I did a DNA with, because I'd done a DNA and it was spring onion. And I'm growing my own vegetables in the garden. And I keep trying to find out which is the best area because the sun comes at certain times and this sort of stuff. And so it's trial and error at the moment. So I planted these spring onions and only, I mean, but I had them in like 6 or 7 in one cell in each, but I must have done about, 36, something like that, of these spring onions, and only one has come up.
So
what I decided to do was to do these seeds in a particular way. And today I did nine, because obviously I work with the number 9, with the 9 energies and all that stuff. So I did 9, but I used the DNA ones that I'd already, you know, put under my tongue and everything. But I mean, the project that I'm doing is going to be a lot simpler than that, because there's more to it than just using these 9 seeds that with putting them in your mouth. So I said, do it with flowers, your favorite flower, and you're going to be able to get 9 seeds. And I'm going to go through a process, but it's going to be revealed on the 21st of June, which is the summer solstice. So I'm going to reveal the whole technique of how to do it. But basically, what it means is that it's going to take away that worry, that overwhelming feeling that everybody gets as, where do I begin? Where do I begin to start? And what a lot of people are doing at the moment is they're going to all these fads. There's so many fads out there that people are taking, you know, the advantage of the fact that people have not got an awareness just yet, and they're taking advantage of them, and they're selling them this, selling them that. They don't work. They're a fad. And, you know, and I just thought, well, let's just get this, take it, put into perspective.
It's difficult working your way through that. I know when I was ill, this was going back 15 years ago now, so a similar sort of journey to yours, where you don't know something and then all of a sudden, boom, someone chooses you. But when people are ill, which is generally when they'll come to you or they'll come to our clinic, for argument's sake, it's sort of too late then, isn't it? Not too late, but to get all the information that they need to help them so quickly is impossible, really. Because it takes that long. Like the seed, when you plant it, it takes that long for it to establish itself, you know?
Yeah.
And nobody's got patience anymore, because they want Instagram or TikTok type results, don't they? Written on a postage stamp.
Exactly. Everyone wants it yesterday and quick. That's not going to happen. There's too much to undo.
Yes.
You know, and if you want that quick road, then as far as I'm concerned, you're looking at, you know, go for the quick road if you like, but you're going to have to keep coming back till you get to that space where we talk about the reset, don't they? The big reset of humanity. There'll be a reset, you know, and you're going to have to keep going back until you get it.
We're not talking about the Klaus Schwab WEF Great Reset. that's again been superimposed on us. The reset of awakening, which is happening because people are realizing that something's not right, no matter what stage they're at in this transition. But the great reset that Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and all the other leaders are trying to push on us, i.e. there's a shortage of water, there's a shortage of natural resources because of all this nonsense, right? When in reality, that's a lie. Again, like you said, lies, nature doesn't lie. There's no lie in nature.
No.
Only growth-modified organism lies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. For a gain, you know, the lies are always there to gain something or off somebody, you know, and I think Mother Nature doesn't ask for anything. And I was, again, going back to the Mother Nature, I was blown away when I did foraging for my very first time a few years back now, only not that long ago, though. And I discovered that she even gave us a plaster. And there's a particular plant that's padded and it's got antiseptic on it. And you just put that on and that's your plaster.
Yeah, it's, you know, amazing,
and
isn't it?
It's like, how incredible is that? And we're there going buying plasters with sticky tape on, and that sticky tape's going into your skin, and that's going to have an effect on your whole system. And it's just crazy.
Well, crazy. A guy I've got to know who helps me with my supplements, he's a fourth generation master herbalist. And his dad I met when I was first ill in 2008, and he's an iridologist, I think it's called, where they look into your eye, and a bit like what you were talking about, the blueprint, it looked into my eye and said, you've had an hernia operation. That freaked me out, yeah. In a similar sort of way, because I thought, right, I've got to listen to this guy. He's never met me before, and he's telling me I've had an hernia operation 15 years ago, and I did have. And yeah, so he obviously knows something. But he actually says that plants grow around you what you need. If you look carefully, he was saying, yeah, which again is back to your energetic attraction, if you like, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they do. They you've got to look in your own backyard, you know, your garden, and it will show you. It's like dandelions. Yeah. I mean, when I was little, don't touch the dandelions, they make you wet the bed. That's what we got told. That's what we got told, and I truly believed it. I never touched a dandelion in my life. Yeah. And I actually, and you know, when I picked up a dandelion, I had that, still had that energy of, ooh. And the only way I could eat a dandelion was to do a live. Because I know if I do a live, I will. Yeah. I'm somebody who will follow through. And I said, I'm going to do a live. I've got a dandelion here, and I'm going to eat this dandelion. And that's the first time. And that again was only maybe 18 months ago that I did this. My very first dandelion. Now I'm digging the dandelion roots up, and we're making, you know, this tea. Apothecary that we're doing in the sanctuary. We're making our dandelion for the digestive system and everything. Yeah. It's been fantastic. Yeah, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I know. And my brother's got our Chris has got, he, ironically, at this moment in time, as we're speaking now, he's in, where is he now? In Kent, I think he's gone down to. Yeah, he's Kent. And he's gone down to see a lady who is a regressional hypnotist. So she does, because he saw something when he was a child in Huddersfield. It was a craft coming over him when they were kids. And then he became this artist and did models of all these weird things. It was an odd happening. You're talking when he was 12 here, right? So from not doing it to doing it, all of a sudden he's a cartoonist and all sorts of things. And so he's gone, I've been nagging him to do some regression. And we found somebody contacted us. But anyway, another story. So we'd have liked this conversation as well, is what I'm trying to say. So do you still do... Is the bioresonance stuff a big part of what you do still? The frequency
Use that, yeah. Bioenergetics, I kind of look at it with the Neff Health System. And I do that because it's very similar to the way I work. And I thought, well, you know, looking for things, spent again years looking at things, and I trained on that back in 2016, and I have really good results with it. And what I'm working on now is voice printing. Right. So basically, we can now do where people just need to send me a voice note of their voice, and then I can play that through my system and pick up their energy and find out what their ailments are, what their emotions that they're holding. And obviously we know everything of our health and well-being is down to an emotion. And so once you know what your emotion is, you can then start to work on that emotion and start to heal yourself. And that's what I like about it as well. The system works with healing yourself. So it scans your body field. You know, we've got an aura, we have an energy field. Most people know about auras, but they don't really fully know that we have an energy field. And the energy field is what holds all our information, even down to ancestral stuff that we may be carrying these things around, just waiting for that kind of moment for it to trigger and manifest into our lives based on the way we live our lives, by our experiences, based on coming out of sync with ourselves, all these different kind of ways that things can really get embedded into our being and cause a problem. And so that's what I'm working with at the moment, is looking at, because I'm looking for ways that people can do things that are easy for them to do, but then you go away and think about it, because it's new to them. It's not really new. This is technology that's been around for a long, long time. Healing yourself was how we used to be. It's only now that well, you know, we're all used to going to see a doctor, you know, and the word doctor, you know, isn't
to
really
what doctored.
You
want to
doctor,
yeah,
the clock,
yeah,
at the ships, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
ships, we know the pirates and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So we don't really want to be, I'm not dissing the doctor, because I think they have their kind of purpose in some shape or form. Some of them do, yes, in some shape or form. But, you know, I think for me, it's a surgeon. I'm happy for a surgeon. If I break my arm or something, that's great. But a doctor, I'm not really sure about that one. But yeah, so it's looking at healing yourself. A doctor doesn't want to heal yourself. He wants a pharmaceutical to heal you, the pharma, you know,
yes.
of a
pharma class
product.
Yeah.
Of a product that's a chemical that's going to keep you in that farm, you know, for them to have pleasure of your energy. And so this, what I work with, is none of that. It's going back again to healing yourself, and it finds out what is in your field, not what you think it is. And it peels you back like an onion. So you start to work with that. And then there's got the informationceuticals, which is the information which carried through the change of water and how water can change its form. And it's all based on traditional Chinese medicine originally, as well as quantum, and as well as energy, you know, the magnetics of how energy works and that sort of stuff. So yeah, I work with that quite a lot. And you know, I've got some private clients where I can scan. And the beauty of it now, they can be anywhere in the world, because we can just scan. A little story quickly is, I was doing a test on this once with some of the sanctuary members, and basically I thought, well, I'll do the spinal cleanse. And she was about 25 miles away from me. So I said, can I do a little test on you? So she said, yeah. So anyway, so she had her back to me. As you're sitting there now, if you had your back to me, and I got the device, and I was kind of just working down the spine with this energy device. And then I just kind of started to do this. Next minute, she's falling back. She said, oh, what are you doing? And I went, and it was on camera, and I went, she didn't know what I was doing, but she was falling back. And she said, that felt so strange. She said, oh, I was pulling you. And then I had another lady who was from Australia, and I said to her, can I do a test on you? I said, I just want to see how far this goes. She did the same thing. So she was in Australia, I'm here, and I did this spinal cleanse, and then I'm pulling her back, and she's moving backwards, but she couldn't see me. There was no mirror in front of her. She just couldn't see me. She was sat on her bed, and I'm just pulling her back, and she was moving backwards, and I'm thinking, wow. So it's really, really good. It's an energy. So I don't know whether it's me working with the energy and pushing it out there as well as the device, but it was just incredible. So yeah.
Possibly both. I saw a video the other day of a guy. He had one of his hands on a table, and then they put this rubber hand on his side. I don't know if you've seen this experiment. Then his other hand were behind a sort of like they put this divider up, and his other hand were there, so he couldn't see it. But on the rubber hand, yeah, the guy was rubbing an hammer on his real hand behind the divider, and then hitting the rubber hand, and he was screaming out in pain.
Wow.
So this is a mainstream science project, you know, type of thing. And so they know that imagine the technology that the people that are running this shit show have got. If they know that by giving you date of birth or by testing your voice, what you're doing, I mean, look at how much energy. I mean, we're doing it now on this system of Zoom, you know, how much energy they're draining. And I equated to, can you remember the cartoon Monsters, Inc.? I think your kids are probably too old for that. But that was about energy draining from children, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I only watched that. Someone told me about that, so I've never seen it. And I think I watched it not that long ago. But yeah, I mean, the voice carries loads of emotions. And again, there was a guy called Neville Goddard. I've never heard of Neville Goddard. And he was saying that this, even when we're sort of, you know, not speaking to anybody, the actual tongue makes tiny speech movements. And this is your inner chatter. And it does it through, and that's the vibration, that's the echo that goes out. You know, people talk about the ego, and the ego really is your echo going out. I had that as a wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning once, and this voice was coming in my head, and I ended up talking, and I'd writing this down, and I thought, what echo going out? What's that? It was the ego. Ego isn't what we think it is. It's your echo that goes out. It's that narrative that's going out that brings back to you your reality. And these little speech marks happen to go on in your tongue even without speaking to anybody. And so when we're doing the voice printing, which is a new system that I'm using with the voice printing, it's slightly different to the other stuff that I've just talked about, is literally working with that energy of your voice, the emotions in your voice, and then finding that emotion and then dealing with that in a way that is easy to deal with, because it takes what is it wrong with me? What, and people think something wrong with them all the time, but it's literally just things that need to be cleared. And, you know, and I love that kind of way that it's very invasive. It's a few seconds to take your voice. The other side of it is work, but to actually take the voice is a few seconds. And then after that, I can then start to do my work with it. And again, I always kind of bring my own uniqueness and my own experience to make these things more powerful so that they have, kudos, really. You know what I mean? They're not just like these gimmicky things. They actually do work, you know, because of the experience that I've had. A lot of people are jumping on these things. Oh, we can train to be this in 3 days.
Well, really? I know somebody, right, who started a Reiki course and said, I did Reiki because I want to do this, but I don't believe in all that spiritual nonsense. And I'm thinking, why are you doing Reiki then? You know, I don't believe in all that energy nonsense. I'm thinking, they're the people you're talking about there that jump on this, that want to go on Instagram, said, I've trained to be a Reiki expert now. And really, they're doing it for Instagram hits.
Yeah, yeah, they're not. I mean, if I had a penny, not a penny, a penny for everybody that comes to me who tells me they are Reiki healers or Reiki masters, I look at the blueprint and think, no, you're not. You are not. You are not. And you can't be. I mean, if you think about that, I mean, gosh, I'll go on another story with that. It's just ridiculous. You're dealing with people's energy, by the way, here. You know,
and the lives. You're dealing with the lives.
Energy transmits. You know, what's going on in your body as much as you might be trying to heal them, you're transmitting your unhealed self onto that individual and vice versa, you know. But people don't want to know that because, oh, I love it. I'm a Reiki master and I'm a Reiki healer. And I say, well, okay, that's fine. But why are so many people ill?
Yeah.
If that was the case, you know.
Yes. And also, people who generally tell you what they are generally aren't either that good at it or aren't that interested in it, because you don't have to do that, do you? Really. I mean, I could tell by your energy. You know, again, I always look at it how people smile. You can see people smile. I know it sounds a bit pathetic, this, but the whole face smiles, not just the mouth. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas some people smile, but their eyes don't smile. And they're the ones that I'm very wary of. Because they're the ones that try and steal your energy. And I know it sounds a bit way out. Well, to me, it doesn't sound way out there, but to other people, it might do. But
It's true. Yeah, I see that myself.
smiling knives. There, you run. You talked about the sanctuary, but you also run retreats, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do. Yes, I've got a retreat coming up on the 25th of June. It's a soul trip, and I'm making them into day retreats, these ones. I was doing them as a 7 to 10 day retreat, but people can't juggle the families and all that sort of stuff. So I've decided to do them as day retreats. And I did one in Ireland last year for a day. People just stayed overnight and they did it in the whole day. And now I'm just doing one over in Staffordshire, Derbyshire way.
On the
25th, my friend's holding it in her home, and it's beautiful. It opens to all the fields. It's fantastic. It's gorgeous. So I'm doing that. I've only got 3 places left for that at the moment. I'm not advertised it yet, actually. I've got that's the sanctuary members are actually coming, but I've got 3 places left, which I said I'll open it out soon on social media. But so basically with the retreats, I'm doing 2 types of retreats. I'm doing the retreat, which is to do with like the My Story School, which I see is might see on my website. It's the My Story School, because we're all in his story or her story. What about your story? You know, and it's working with your vibrations and working with what I'm doing is as with my business, but doing it more on a one-to-one, smaller groups, and I'm physically there working with people, working with the energy, because we've used the dowsing rods, find out where their energy is and all that sort of stuff. We have lunch, you know, it's male and female, although it tends to be the females that seem to come, but it is open for both males and females. And I'll just have a nice first thing doing something, lunch, and then the afternoon we do something, then we end with a nice kind of ending of the gathering sort of stuff. So it's lovely. But again, no gimmicks. I don't do the cacao ceremonies, I don't do anything like that. I just literally work with people's energy and help them to find who they are. And when you're with other people, I learned to teach them how to seal the egg, by the way, because we've got this energy that we have around us. If that's open to everybody, that's how people can come in and get your energy. So I work out and with the crystal brain yoga, how to seal your egg to stop people taking your energy. So we kind of do that as well. I do those. And then the other retreats, I'm going to be doing more healing retreats where I'm going to be going abroad into places where there's healers, proper healers.
Croatia would be a good place.
Yeah,
I'm not saying there's any healers there, but Croatia would be nice. I think that all the technology stuff, like this body's got a natural Wi-Fi, hasn't it? Hence why,
yes.
I remember when we sort of necessarily connected when we were in that shop in Croatia. It was a bit strange, weren't it? Like we walked past and like, oh, I know her from somewhere, and I don't know him from somewhere. You know, that's how it felt to me anyway. It's
you have a sensation. It's strange because like I said, I'd never met you before in my life.
No.
You know, but it wasn't that. It was next minute where I didn't know where you were going to be going and you didn't know where I was going to be going. Yeah. The next minute we were in the same place.
Yeah, I know. It was.
So, you're here again. Are you following me? Crazy.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? But that's like our natural Wi-Fi, isn't it? They're our Wi-Fi. And that's what's been, that's another sense that's been interfered with, isn't it? Another one of those, so we can project this type of energy, this positive energy. That's why there's so many people walking around. I don't like calling it positive and negative because it's real energy. It's not positive or negative, it's real energy. You're allowed to be sad as well, aren't you? But it's real energy, not the one that's been superimposed on us. And how are you finding, is there a difference? And you might not see this, but If somebody's had I call them arm spears, by the way, the jabs from 2020, yeah? Is there a difference from an energetic point of view?
And I think it depends also as well.
If you don't mind me asking that, by the way, I know a lot of people don't like answering
I think it depends on how many they've had as well, because I do think there are some people, well, I do know there are some people who had to have them at the time because of certain things. That there's one lady that I know that if she didn't have that, she wasn't going to be able to care for her mum. You know, and a mum
put people in horrible positions, didn't they?
Yeah, and she had to have it to do that. And then there's others who had to have it because if they didn't, they couldn't work. But I think I don't know, from my experience, and I have got a friend who has had it, but she's only had the one. She's Chinese, and they had to have the one at that time, and I've spoken with her and said, you know, given her the flip side of that, and so she's not had any anymore, but that's down to her decision, not because of my influence. It's just given her the other side to it. Well, have you thought about this? And she hadn't. And so when she thought about it, did the research, she decided not to go again. But I think that people who keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going for booster here, booster that, energetically, yes. And for me personally, I struggle in that company because I feel that shedding. I do
energetically.
Feel it.
Energetically.
I do feel it, and I come away either coughing, I know, and it happens when I'm with people who
I equate it to. When you leave the presence, it's like John Cofield. You know when John Cofield ran the Green Mile, and he exercised all that toxic crap out of them people, and he spat it all out. It's a bit like that.
Yes.
But you know what I mean.
But again, frequency wise, exactly know what you're saying. But I think at the time I was exposed to a lot more people than I am now, because again, I seal my egg, I work my vibration, I change my frequency, and now I don't seem to have them frequent my space for whatever reason. I just don't, you know, they're just not in my space. I just don't actually see them. And I think when you change your vibration, you don't, it's like the tuning forks. You can hit a tuning fork that's 440 hertz and it will make the other 440 hertz, it will, without touching it, it will make it move. It will create the sound. If you change that to a 440 and a 432, no matter how much you hit that 440, it's never going to touch that 432. Mm. It cannot.
I work with
the frequencies.
Well, the frequencies, I mean, in music, for argument's sake, that the frequencies of music have been altered from, say, a concerto going back out of many years, which we listen to it and there's so many things happening. And likewise in film and TV, where going back 50 years ago when they made a film, you were actually in Arabia when they made Lawrence of Arabia. You could feel it, you know, whether they were really there or not, you could feel it. Now it's all AI driven. It's not real. Everything's superimposed on us there. One other thing I picked up on when you were saying what you were talking about was ancestors. And again, one of our senses that has been taken away is having connections with our past. That's a big thing that seems to have been taken away from us, doesn't it?
And yes.
We've been uprooted, moved. We're a more mobile population now, not just in Britain, but all over the world. And we don't have ancestors.
Disconnected.
Yes,
disconnected
that's the word.
From the ancestors, aren't we? We've been disconnected from them. They are there. And in fact, the dolmens, again, is when I was reading the book, this Russian book, and it was talking about the dolmens and how they were on these megalithic sites. And ironically, this is how we work with energy. When I went to Dublin, I was speaking to the lady in Dublin, and I really wanted to find somewhere there's some nice megalithic sites. And she said, "Oh well, you're in the right place here." She said, there's some just not far from where this retreat is that she would let us hold the space there. I said, "Oh really?" But I'd seen one somewhere else when I went for the day just to do a little recce. I'd seen one, but I just couldn't find it. I knew the area, but I couldn't find it. So, cut a long story short, I went to this retreat in Dublin with my retreat guests and went to this other one, which is literally 10 minutes from the actual retreat place. And it only happened to be the second biggest in the world. No, two of the largest in the world.
Wow.
This dolmen. And I ended up sitting inside it. The energy was unbelievable. It was incredible. I mean, you have to ask permission. There's a bit of thing you have to do, but there's only two that the biggest in the world, and this was the one that we went to, and it kind of fallen down a bit. But this is where the ancestors were buried, in these dolmens. And then if you sit inside the dolmen and you go in it with a clean thoughts and whatever, and you've got to be energetically stable, I think, to be with the right kind of vibration, let's say, you go inside them and they will then give you the information gradually over time. And that's why I think half these things that are coming to me now are coming through the ancestral channel.
Energetic portal.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Obviously,
when I looked at it, you could see on the map where it was going to and what where it was going on the ley lines.
Yeah.
And it was connecting to these powerful energetic centers. Yeah.
All built by accident. You know, they just put there. It's all a coincidence.
Yeah.
It's all a big coincidence, you know.
Yes.
Just managed to get them exactly on the ley line. And and again, that's something else. I think people who listen to this understand this already, but what we're going to understand as a whole population is that the people that are running this thing, they live their lives around this stuff. You know, that's how they rule us on this stuff. But they tell us it isn't real. We're trying to pick away at the corners of it, the edges of it. They've got all the information, haven't they?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's it. They have all the information. And so how do we stop people from getting this information? And again, going back to what I said before, create a distraction. Mm. Give them this. They're going to want this. Well, if they don't want it, we're going to make them want it, because we're not going to give them any other choice. This is the only choices that they have.
Yes.
So you only have that choice. So it makes you perceive that you want that thing, but you don't really want it. There's no other choice. You don't want to eat the food from the supermarket, but there's no other choice.
Well, my dad was we were brought up on a small farm and he was a butcher. And so we had a real connection with animals and things like that, and rearing your own. Most people don't know. My dad was one of those guys who, when he was young, they had no money in Dewsbury where he was born. They'd shoot pigeons and I'd eat pigeons. And they'd pluck them, you know, when he was a teenager. They had a connection to, all right, I know vegans don't like killing animals, but they had a connection. It was either that or starve. There was no choice other than eat or starve. They grow their own food and they do all this. So there is a spiritual connection to all this stuff, whether we like it or not. And also the history, going back to the history, the disconnect, as you said, from your ancestors, that's your history, isn't it? That's the real history that we've been disconnected from, that the plug's been pulled on.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They do. They just disconnect you from it. But this is, I'm saying, it's a disconnect because we can reconnect.
Yes. Yeah, it's not a doubt.
They just disconnect it because I remember years, and again, going back, because I've been studying this for maybe over 30 odd years now. And I remember reading this thing, and it was about Mexico and how they've got the pyramid, the capstone of the pyramid, and that's why. Remember in the films, if you're in America, or you're in trouble, you cross the border to America, and they can't touch you.
Because there was an
agreement that they can never take that capstone, because you notice all the things that they produce are the pyramids without the capstone on.
Yes,
and because that's in Mexico, and the reason is that they could never take that capstone from Mexico. By shedding blood. And obviously the Mexicans are never going to give it. And that's where all the Mayans are and all that sort of stuff. They're never going to give it. So they could never take it. And until that capstone's been put back on that pyramid, that's where they'd have this third world.
And they've even got that on the, is it the, which, I don't forget which dollar, the capstone that's separate from the actual pyramid, haven't they?
Yes. Because they haven't got it. And that's why, and then they can't have total control. So that's why it's disconnected. It's that pyramid has been disconnected. Mm. So it's been split up, because once it goes on, then there's a whole lot of connection. But we don't want the connection going in the wrong hands, do we? Yeah. So we want to make sure that stays off for now, and we can reconnect with what we need to reconnect with.
You must have thoughts of a book. You must have.
For me?
Yeah.
To write a book,
because all this information, I know I have as well, but there's a lot of information there, isn't there?
And
sometimes you do need it in that. Again, going back to energetically, I can't read on one of those Amazon bloody book burning Kindle things. I have to read on a paper and ink book, because there is an energy to that, whether you're turning pages over and reading, having to flick back through it and stuff like that. It amazes me that we don't get that it's called Kindle, which is basically book burning. That's what it starts.
But I am writing a book. Do you know how long I've been writing a book for? It's been 4 years.
So have I.
Because I don't possess the vibration. There's a particular vibration that's really good at writing. So I have to kind of wait for the year, the month, or the day that I actually have it to be able to do that, because it doesn't flow easily for me.
Yeah, it'll either happen or it doesn't. And I don't lose any sleep if it doesn't either, because there's so much to do. So people say, all the information, the research in our podcast, why don't you write a book about it? And I said, well, I'm sort of documenting in the podcast. I get the buzz out of finding the information and putting it out like that. But I'm sure there's a book there, but at some point I might do.
It'll come. I've discovered now a way around it, because I'm a talker. I like to speak rather than, text and all that sort of thing. I like to speak with people. And so now I've discovered that you can actually do your voice, and it converts it into text.
Yeah.
So that's great. So I can voice my book and get it into text. So that's
you can narrate it, can't you?
Yes.
The one thing, there is a slight difference with narration. I know we're on about something totally different, that if we're doing two type of podcasts, like this one, we're talking quite freely. There's no real notes written down. There's no script or anything like that. But if you're doing it about pure information, like what's in a book, you've literally got to have it written down. Not necessarily read word for word, but make sure you don't miss out the important parts of it and steps and stuff like that. So there are different types of it out there. But on our closing notes, because I can't believe we've been on nearly an hour already. Where can people find you? Let's give some contact details out if you want to.
Yeah, so my website is www.knowthyselfblueprint.com. And I am on social media, literally only for the work. So I'm on Facebook, which is the same thing, Know Thyself Blueprint, and on Instagram, Know Thyself Blueprint. So yes, it's just that word, those three words, Know Thyself Blueprint.
Have you got an email address? Do you like people emailing you?
Yeah, they can email me at info@knowthyselfblueprint.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's an that as well. Yeah.
I'll put all
I'm
these
on YouTube actually. I'm actually on YouTube. I'm not really on it as much, but I am going to start transferring over to YouTube. And again, that's called Know Thyself Blueprint. So
right,
keep
okay.
It all there.
Yeah, keep it all there with the same name. It's easier to follow then. And I'll put all those links in the description. Is there anything else we want to finish on?
Just looking at this space that we're in right now, for me, I would just love people to be able to look at it with eyes that they've not seen before, you know, and really start to look at who they are without who they think they are, who they've told that they've been told they are, and really go and have a blueprint. If you had your once you have your blueprint, it's like a document, it's like a building, it's like I'm the sole architect. Once you've got that blueprint, you can build your life on top of that. Doesn't matter how many mistakes you make because your foundations are ready, they're there, they're sorted. And that's what I would say is to have a blueprint at least once in your life to have that blueprint, and you'll know exactly who you are and your life cycle that you're in and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Did you just say sole architect there?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great term, isn't it? That
yeah. Is... Well, on my other Facebook page, I've got the sole architect.
Yeah.
Because I work with that, the sole energy, and I help you build, put yourself back together by starting with those foundations. So that's my other thing that I'm working with as well.
Well, we're going to talk about that next time because I'm sure there'll be a next time. Now we've got this one up and running. It only took us from August to now to get this one to this point,
it did.
Didn't it? But we got there in the end, didn't we?
We did.
So we should do another one. And hopefully I'll see you in Croatia in August.
Hopefully. I'm not sure if I'm going to be there this year, but I'm thinking about going over there driving. I've got a camper van. I'm thinking about going over there, having a little road trip.
Yeah, that sounds
in
good.
The camper
van.
Yeah,
because we'll be able to drive through Italy, Trieste, and all the way down. That does sound good. All right, then. Stay there. We'll stop there. But
thank
thanks for tuning
so
in.
Much.
No, thank you very much. That's Martine Pascal. So we'll leave all the information to contact Martine if you want to in the show notes. And if not, thanks for tuning in and we'll see you next time. All right. Thanks for listening to Health Punk Align podcast. Remember, if you want to contact Martine, you can do that by her email address, info@knowthyselfblueprint.com. That's knowthyselfblueprint.com. Website is knowthyselfblueprint.com. With all the W's. All the links will be in the show notes for you to use. If you want to order our supplements, remember it's only available on Health Bunker products. The discount code is in the description. And if you want to contact us, email info@healthbunker.co.uk if you want to talk about the clinic or whatever else you want to discuss. I'll put all the information in the description or the show notes, whatever you want to call them. All right, that's it. See you next time when we cover another health subject.